Defeat, however, does not promise the full-blown flower of benefit, only the seed from which some benefit may be coaxed. You must recognize the seed, nurture and cultivate it by definiteness of purpose. Otherwise, it will never sprout. Nature looks with disfavor on any attempt to obtain something for nothing. You need to thank your faults when they are revealed to you, because you cannot truly understand them until you have fought them. Adversity becomes a blessing. Milo C. Jones operated a small farm in Wisconsin. He was barely subsisting at it when disaster struck. He suffered a paralyzing stroke. His relatives were so convinced that he was a hopeless invalid that they put him to bed and left him there. Unable to use his body, Jones turned to his mind. Almost immediately, he had an idea that was destined to compensate him for his misfortune. He summoned his relatives together and charged them with planting his entire acreage with corn. That corn would be used to feed a herd of pigs. Those pigs would be slaughtered and turned into sausage. Within a few years, Jones sausage was being sold in stores all across the nation. You know it as Jones Farm Sausage. Milo Jones and his family became wealthier than they had ever dreamed. This happened because Jones was forced by adversity to turn to a resource he had never really used, his mind. He formed a definite major purpose and a plan for realizing it. He created a mastermind alliance with his family, and with applied faith, they carried out the plan that a stroke had brought to a poor farmer. When defeat overtakes you, don't spend your time counting your losses. Save it to count your gains and assets, and you will realize that they are greater than any loss you have suffered. You may wonder why Milo C. Jones had to be overcome by a debilitating ailment before he discovered the power of his mind. Others might say that his compensation for that ailment was only financial, and therefore not equivalent to his loss of mobility. But Jones also received spiritual benefits in realizing the power of his mind and the strength of his family. His success, to be sure, did not restore control of his body, but it did give him control of his destiny, which is the highest form of personal achievement. He could have lived out his life in his bed, worrying about himself and his family. Instead, he was able to bring them security they would otherwise never have known. Prolonged illness, like any crippling defeat, often forces us to stop, look, and listen. We learn to understand that still, small voice which speaks to us from within and leads us to take inventory of the factors which have led to defeat and failure in the past. Again, Emerson points the way in these matters. A fever, a mutilation, a cruel disappointment, a loss of wealth, a loss of friends, seems at the moment unpaid loss and unpayable. But the sure years reveal the deep remedial force that underlies all facts. The death of a dear friend, spouse, brother, lover, which seemed nothing but privations, somewhat later assumes the aspect of a guide or genius, for it commonly operates revolutions in our way of life, terminates an epoch of infancy or of youth which was waiting to be closed, breaks up a wanted occupation or a household or style of living, allows the formation of new ones more friendly to the growth of character. It permits or constrains the formation of new acquaintances and the reception of new influences that prove of first importance to the next years, and the man or woman who would have remained a sunny garden flower with no room for its roots and too much sunshine for its head, by the falling of the walls and the neglect of the gardener, is made the banyan of the forest, yielding shade and fruit to wide neighborhoods of man. Time is relentless in preserving the seed of an equivalent benefit that hides within a defeat. The best time to begin looking for that seed in a new defeat is now. But you can also examine past losses for the seeds they contain. Indeed, sometimes the weight of the loss prevents you from searching at the time. But now, with your increased wisdom and experience, you are ready to examine any loss for the lesson it can teach you.